Hello, hello. Welcome everyone to the show. We are so happy you are here. Happy Hussy Hour. The Hussies are back. Hugh, Zersha.
Thanks for the new name, Q. Welcome, welcome.
Right on. Thank you for having me. This is fun. It's been a really fun day today. And as always, and what are you guys going to play with today?
Well, Lauren, can I just say something? We also heard the new name you gave us, Crazy Girls, I feel was one. And we also want to shout out to perhaps an omnipresent no pants party.
Yes.
That could bring a lot of world peace.
I was reminded to talk about how seduction works and how easy it is to take over a castle, a kingdom with seduction, because it's the only, it really, at the end of the day, it might be the only thing that makes sense is our pleasure. It's probably the only thing that makes sense is pleasure. Mm-hmm. It's at some point we'll have to recognize that, won't we?
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
And that's why the witches are so successful at seducing kings and taking their ransom, because you get the kings get confused at the end of their term. They're like, nothing makes sense to them because they get so much knowledge, but sensuality ends up, affection ends up making sense. And so that's how you get a kingdom, is you trick the king. It's very easy.
So how do you differentiate between true sensuality from the heart and manipulation?
It's the endless story here, isn't it? Of knowing through your core that your authenticity is recognized by you first. Mm-hmm. So you have to be in love with yourself first. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
That's perfect. Perfect. That's a beautiful, beautiful explanation.
You just have to really know yourself and really see it. And testing it out many times, it's easy to get tricked.
Yeah.
At least here. Yes. But please, ladies, what are you guys doing today? I mean, you are my harem at the end of the day, so I guess I'm the one who should be telling instead of asking.
Oh, so well, now we're the happy hussy harem. Go, Lauren.
Oh my gosh, we can just keep adding to this. This is fun. This is fun. Are we gonna get? Do we get jerseys?
Yeah, and hats. Hats.
Oh my gosh.
It feels like a project, actually.
MASA, Make America Sexy Again.
I love it.
MOGA and MASA. There you go.
There's so much we can do with this. Someone's going to rip us off right now. You know it. Someone's going to get us.
True, true. Go, Lauren. What do you want to start?
Q. I have some stuff here, but go ahead.
No, I have been working most of the day jibber jabbering. I just like feeling the energetics from us. Really, really is peaceful, and we would glean that would be a little more obvious to people more and more that we're very peaceful when the three of us are networking and talking. And the topics are fun and comedic, but you can just feel the authenticity of the three of us. And that's what I always love playing with.
Yeah. Thank you. It's beautiful.
So, okay. So I was going to start out the show with, Q, you remember last show, you know, I had some pretty big confirmations that you gave me that were just so exciting. Mm-hmm. And, but you left my girl Zosha here hanging. We're talking about this significant relationship that y'all had. And you know me, I just go for the jugular. So we're going to just go there. I'm just going to have to say it and let the cat out of the bag. So the significant relationship that y'all had, how do I say this? Well, Zosha, you mentioned... Okay, I'm just going to have to go ahead and say it. Jackie, are you wearing your pearls today, girl? Are you wearing your pearls today, girl? Because I hope you're wearing those pearls today. You have anything to say to that, Zosha and Q?
Go ahead, Q.
Okay. So, well, it's,
I love my sister. Go ahead.
I really should have. I should interview better. I really should interview better. I always want the job and then I get it and I just go, why did I take this job? Okay, so the pay is good. I don't know. Anyway, if I would like us to get more comfortable with the, and obviously you are, but to get, it's getting more and more obvious that reincarnation is not linear to what you're explaining time is. So if we can mingle with each other in different bodies in real time is what I'm doing my best to explain. What that we're so nimble, we're so fast. The identity is the trick. So we can integrate with ours, with all of our friends and family instantly here, but we're not recognizing it because we get our memories lost. Why? Many different reasons. So anyway, it's really not that fantastic that you would have a relationship with someone who was your son maybe now. Or these things are getting more and more common. I knew you when you were my son in my last life, which shouldn't be called the last life, but we're getting better at going, why is this person so familiar? Why do they feel good when I'm talking to them? Why is it that I'm excited to talk to them? And I don't have anything to talk about. I don't even know them. But that's going to be our normal horsepower. Go, I just am excited when they call me. And I really don't know why. I think Saskia was just brilliant at it. She just settles herself down. And that's why she's so good with her clients and Lucia for that matter. And you too, obviously. It's like we have this knowing peacefulness integrating with your knowing peacefulness. And that's the real relationship I would want you to remember, not necessarily the identity of the individual. That's what I'm going for. Does that make a bit of information?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Zosha, is there anything that you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I get what you're saying with identity. I really do. But it was a bridge, sort of. Yeah, I'll just speak from my path of knowing.
So part of it is, how does it serve you now? The familiarity does, though. So if I told you I held you as a baby, would you be able to acknowledge that that is true?
Yes.
How do you do it? How do you know that?
You just know it,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's where we're all going. So I can recognize all of you, and none of you recognize me. You know, other than a few, some witch doctor and so forth. No, so it's really fun to see if we can get through that little hurdle here in the ascension cycle. Why is it? So if I can see you, that means you can see me. And so now it's just it's semantics. We just have to keep utilizing it. Just for me, the fun part is you recognize me and I recognize you. And we don't have to deliberate anymore. It just feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, agreed. And that it was that period. So there was just a little window where the mind would kick in. So until I transitioned out of that space and really felt completely in my heart in peace, then I started to have more knowings. And that little collection of knowings was very confirmational to recognizing my feelings. It helped me feel my heart much more. And then I get you shared once, someday we'll just be standing together. Oh, I was so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And do you want to go play? You know, so I get what you're saying, of being at that state of recognition and just being with each other as we are now.
It gets a little tricky when you use the mind, or at least from my perception of how humans translate information, they make every word an absolute processing portion of it. We're too analytical in many cases. So if I can work on just proving that we can feel each other is also our balance for when we go to make decisions. It should feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And easier said than done, even for me.
And I'd say too, would you agree that what you just described helps us move forward, create forward? Yeah,
you don't even have a choice, because that is you. That's your, again, earlier in the shows, I have, when I work with children, a great comment this last week was, I'm scared. My body is scared, but I'm not, or something along those lines. So the children are recognizing that this isn't me, these emotions, but I get to watch the emotions. So that's why sensuality and is so prominent, because it gives us great affection, gives us great pleasure in the animation of a physical being. Well, if it's authentic from your heart, wait till you see what that feels like. And it's designed and engineered perfectly by you, for you. When you know you are loving and you know you're being loved, you try and beat that one. And that's all you have to worry about. When you are consumed in unbelievable love, endless love with another being, that is your perfect, perfect partner of love. Not individual love. When the light marries with the light, merges with the light, wait till you see that. You can't beat it, can you?
Mm-mm, no.
There's no one who started or finished that argument with me, so I at least got that one won. There's no doubt whatsoever when you're merging light to light. And we will explain it more and more, and we will show it to you. Our plan is to show it to you physically, so you can see us actually merge in the same room. We're debating debating to do it standing up or laying down. We're not sure yet. That was a joke, by the way.
You're going to be busy.
I don't think I should be picky at this point in the game. Anyway, it's really fantastic that we, so early on in the years ahead, forgive me if I'm taking your show over.
No, please.
So early on, I recognized how the demonic beings were attacking people. And so a lot of times I would ask permission for people, do you mind if I come into your space? Mind if I merge you? So I could prove to people that the light that every one of us has in me and you. So if I have a little more ability to share light with you versus many people are being abducted at woo-woo club conventions, we won't say the name of them in the desert stuff, maybe. Anyway, if the bad guys can abduct us the same way we are familiar with being in our merging process, they're that good. They know that we can merge with one another, another light being, and they know how the twin flame model works. So I could see that duping and that tricking, and that's why I brought at the beginning of the show up how witches take over kingdoms, is because they can trick us. I've seen many. I don't want to give you a race, but there's many types of individual who have gotten as far as understanding how powerful we are and how unaware we are in many cases. So that's just great encouragement. Forgive me.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Beautiful. Did you want to ask a question, Sosha?
Well, about the merging that you just discussed, Q, is that when you're with a light being, is it automatic or is there...
You really don't have a choice, because you can, your mind can trick you, but if you're really in your presence, the reason I use Lucia Nicola Evans so much as a reference point is because that's the most consistent individual I've seen while still interacting with a lot of people. So if you want to see a baseline of where a light being lives, that's your. I don't do the one-on-one work anymore, or at least now, today, or maybe I am. See, I am doing it. We're just different. We just do it differently. Anyway, she's a great one-on-one coach because she loves it, and I love helping a billion people all at once with the help of you two.
Thank you.
Keep going. We're getting somewhere. This is nice.
Zosha, do you mind if I ask a question?
Go fish, Lauren.
All right. Oh, and if y'all are wondering about the Go Fish, it's up on the webpage. It's under Zosha's page if y'all are curious about where the Go Fish came from. Well, Q, since we're talking about merging, I was reading in Osho's book, Sex Matters, this is a perfect time to ask this, I feel. He talks about a halo of light that is created around a man and a woman during, the merging. And he states, when the body electricity of the two meet deeply and totally, then in darkness, a glow of light is seen around the couple. The attraction is not for intercourse, but for enlightenment. And he mentions orgasm is egolessness and timelessness. He also says, then there is a tremendous meeting and merging as if bodies disappear. Two souls are no longer two souls. It sounds like we actually can see this. Can you talk more about that? I don't want to.
We're going to tell your audience that we did not discuss this before I started talking about the exact same topic.
Correct.
Correct.
We did not.
Okay. No one ever gives me any attaboys for this work.
Attaboy.
Amazing. So I was here. Here's another way. So if I know that I can go and create an opportunity for another individual to get closer to me or higher up the rung, so to speak. One idea and concept we had is I would become a massage therapist, but a light being would massage your body 100% of your body, as example, because we wouldn't see any boundaries because you're not a body and we know how the body works. So then I said, well, if we're going to do it that way, then wouldn't we just, why don't we pay prostitutes to have an orgasm? So we thought about that, and we realized that many of these individuals who go through the enlightening process with conversation or otherwise, or maybe we argue physical manipulation because they finally got a breakthrough, we would say that a lot of them bounce back because they don't sustain it, and which I've called them the rubber band people. But keep with your question even more directional, if you like. You're doing really well, and this is exactly what's needed. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Further, he says, after your orgasm settles, it slowly disappears. Watch it. Watch it as it is coming up. Watch as it explodes. Watch it as it starts to settling back again to the normal state of your bodies. Then don't be in a hurry to separate from each other. Remain together for a while. He calls this the valley orgasm. The first orgasm was a peak orgasm. You had met together on a peak of energy. Now the peak has disappeared, but every peak has a valley by its side. Without a valley, there can be no peak. If you can remain silently watching together, you will be amazed as another orgasm with a totally different beauty, depth, and joy happen. So what can you tell us about that?
So I would agree with most of those words, but yet it still explains the rubber band people don't sustain it. So when you have the reason there's so much abduction points and sexual magic. And it's right on the edge of perfect advancement is because no one's really taught us. No one really understands that I'm a spirit and now I'm touching and being touched. That is pretty much what you said. Why does the sensation end is what I'm calling the Aurora Band people when it doesn't end for me. So it's not as fantastic as you're explaining it per se, but it never stops, if you want to call that the valley, because you can be right back there whenever you want.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Zosha, go fish. Your turn.
I don't know about this acronym, man. I don't know.
We're mer people. We're mer people.
Of course you are.
Perfect. To what you just said, it got me. It was awesome, Lauren and Q. It got me feeling into the difference between what you described, that you can go to that place anytime, Q. Now, you're speaking from your spirit, in your spirit, correct? And how do you weave in the physicality of it? How do you separate the physicality?
So, great question. Thank you. It seems a little trite, a little flip, but I'm with your model for the question all the time. So if I'm always in a place of peace with my partner continuously is what I would do my best to explain. But individuality partnerships is not anything close to being one with yourself and then associating yourself with more of us. So you're going to have a hard time with some of my analogies because I don't need anything outside myself is what I'm doing my best to explain. So when you have an orgasm example in this type of body, mammalian, so try and think.
Mm-hmm.
You can't if it's truly authentic, if you're truly in partnership, if you're truly taking great care. That is where I live. Do I express myself as an orgasm when I'm at the grocery store? I do not. So anyway, the fun things like that, you have a choice to be in that state of being or not is what I'm doing my best to explain. Sorry for all the words.
No, it's perfect. I have, It's sort of a follow-up, kind of relates in. Maybe you can weave it in. I was listening to Max Spears, and he mentioned that they don't want you to meet your true love because that creates a true union and a true heart love. And then that creates a third energy, which is infinitely powerful. So
I agree with 100% of that.
So the third energy, could you just define that more? Is that exactly what you're speaking about?
Yeah, ideally... I would have the PRQ team would be about 1 million people. And the adversarial groups that not only kill us, make life for us, maim us, program us in some case, or just make tremendous distractions, that would be the Achilles heel of the adversaries on planet Earth. Because when we join, that's why these radio shows are so prominent for me. I know the three of us are growing the light. I'm already watching you guys slow down and get softer and softer and softer. You can already feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can feel those tingles get more prominent as now I'm the seductor, aren't I? So seducting peace is I'm happy.
You, Sosha.
Seducting peace is very
seducting
left
peace. Yeah.
You see how your words aren't as prominent as when you, so you were really ready to go before the show. We got to go, and God, he's late again as usual. And so now we get to our real selves. Look how soft it is now.
Yeah. It's like floating.
And that's what should be occurring as we merge as two spirits in two different bodies. We've made a, we would suggest, I would suggest that the children is where we should all focus on now. Really taking great care. If we're going to make love at the highest level of understanding of another being, those children born are going to have the same expression. They'll have more light. That's all there is to it. Mm. Keep going, girls. I was trying to think what kind of skirt I'm envisioning you guys in.
We'll design it. You come up with great things. So
I just love skirts because we don't know what's underneath them. It's like there's so much imagination opportunities.
So you're off the no pants party now? You're into
that
skirts.
That is a no pants party. It just
well,
has,
that's true.
It just has tablecloth.
Azosha, that's payback for the first no show no pants party because exactly. you found the loophole with skirts.
I didn't feel that was appreciated at the time, so now I'm feeling appreciated. That's why you mentioned Scotland; they wear the kilts earlier, right? Yeah. You don't know what's under.
Yeah, the kilts is easy access. When you think, I mean, come on, we're not dummies.
We're tired of hindrances, aren't we?
Look, the girls got skirts. Men got skirts. Wouldn't that be really convenient? Hygienically too.
I just cut the germaphobe piece comes up in me. Like, how do you get? I get it from a spirit perspective. Don Trump's a germaphobe too, so you know where I'm going. There's a fine line of what you are.
Was there any of the Mary Magdalene stuff you wanted to keep working on and how you perceive the information or otherwise? Because a lot of that script is you know, it's pretty muddy from my point of view or otherwise. But there is some material in there that is worth evaluating and examining. But it looked like you guys were a pretty good read on that.
Yeah, so, we'd loved it, right, Lauren?
We'd
love to hear more. There's so much of their story.
You
mentioned Jesus the other day.
What is the story? How would you, if you could summarize the story, what is your opinion?
Go ahead. Zosha. Well, in my research, Jesus and Mary, they grew the light, and I found that they actually went to France, or was it Mary that went to? It's confusing. You know, she went to France, but I don't know. That's why I had a ton of questions about that. But I don't have them right in front of me right this second. So Zosha, help me out here.
Well, I'd say with Mary as well. That was never in my purview of them even being intimate. That just never came up. That was never. They didn't in my world. They didn't have children, so they were just a group of beings going around trying to spread the light. So the sexuality part was a shocker for me years later in the discussion that they could have had children and that they went to France. So that whole story is confusing for me, and not confusing, but the details around that I feel aren't even clear. Even when you mentioned Jesus the other day, I watched, you know, I have a question too, if he was even crucified or how, let's not even go there maybe. But with Mary Magdalene, how would you describe it from their point of view? What was your mission at the time? I know it's the same as now, but in terms of relationship at that time, how did the light grow? We weren't able to connect like this. So how did you help us grow our light at that time?
And that's why the Bible is so confusing in many cases, and the storytelling is so muddy, is the Last Supper pretty could have been a good summary statement for all Bibles. It could have been a summary. The Last Supper could have been a summary for, and is, for how a union of two spirits come together and how pure blending of a true relationship. So we basically, the Last Supper should, which took many years, to calling in one night, we basically all had an aha moment. Oh my gosh, we're not humans. We're experiencing what it's like to be human. And this is how we should act because it feels good. We got it, is the Last Supper. This is how we do it. And then what happened after the Last Supper? We got a clock and started all over again.
Yeah.
And we started all over again.
Well, you can say the conversation we're having right now is could be a little glimpse of the Last Supper.
It is exactly, we're doing exactly the same thing. We're like, okay, I'm starting to figure this out. And this feels right. This feels good. I don't need any rules in a playground. I just go play, don't I?
Yeah. So how did you teach about sacred sexuality? How did
the relationship, the relationship with those words is a little convoluted for me because we are finding getting our true relationships established because we live through our heart. We didn't go look for a mate. We didn't go hunting for my my prey. We lived a life, is the real teaching, of perfect harmony with ourselves, and all of our relationships showed up perfectly, right on time, and all our resources. I remember 2,000 years ago, if you're listening to me for a few years now, we had more capabilities with that statement. We had more ability to know information because it felt good, not because we wanted our prey. Right now, most men get out of high school and try and hunt down their prey, get married, have children, and get divorced. So back then, 2,000 years ago, the real teachings were just trusting, just like now, nothing's changed, trusting in your heart when you make decisions. Everyone shows up right on time.
Beautiful. I'll just summarize. I just say one more thing, Lauren, then go fish.
Sure.
So just to repeat in a different way for the audience. So once we're in a state of peace, you really have your knowing. You're as the knowing grows, it almost sounds like you don't really have to describe it. You just know. We know. I mean, I know what that relationship you're discussing feels like. I just know in my heart. So I'm not searching for something. It's doing what you're saying, just allowing.
Yeah. So the real teaching was, how do you have it reciprocate?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? So you know you're correct. I could answer for the mermaid too. It wasn't even a question. It's just instant. But we still had the perspective of what it was like to be a human prior. And the confusion and probably collusion of misdirection. But it's unteachable is my opinion then and now, that only you can make these decisions. You can only know what you know.
Beautiful. Go fish for him.
Okay. So I have actually two questions. So first question is, how does finding our legacy land, our homestead, our legacy land play a role with our twin flame? I remember there was a call, I believe it was with Aloha, talking about that. And then my second question is there a divine, quote, timing or sequencing of events, rather, to reuniting with your twin flame?
Great. I will answer the first one. You'll have to remind me about the second one. The first and the primary reason for it is if I can get you in a peaceful place of survival, you don't have any worries. Imagine if you don't have rent. Imagine if you don't have a mortgage. Imagine if you don't have a power bill. Imagine what it's like not to need food. You don't have to leave your house for food. You grow your own. Imagine that you have clean water from a well. Imagine that you don't have, so you've just erased half of your worries of life right there, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So if we can get rid of all of your survival issues and opportunities, we would assume, then you have a lot more time to focus on yourself and be within yourself and know yourself and understand how you're going to perceive life. No one can tell you what to do if you don't have to leave your rock. It's your rock. You can stay there.
Right, right. Okay. Thank you. And the second question was, is there a divine, is there a sequence of events that you would say that to happen before that that recognition of the other part of you, the other, your twin flame? Is there a sequencing of events to happen?
But I'm so glad you asked that. Thank you so much for doing this. It makes me really happy because great care is taken when you ask questions like that. Once you're happy with yourself, you can answer that question, Kane.
Yeah. Yes.
Once you truly make another decision, everyone shows up. It just never fails. Second question, I forgot.
Let me ask you this. I'm just going to have to ask it. Zosha's going to, Zosha's laughing because she knows where I'm going with this.
I do. Go, girl. I love your boldness.
Okay. So you know who he is. I know who he is. I've known for several years. How is he connected with the family? If Zosha and I share a lot, like with Mermaid, her Mermaid's Light column, correct me if I'm wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So if we share, go ahead. Sorry, Okay. So if Zosha and I, so for instance, Zosha and I, you know, we share light with Mermaid. So if I share, how do I put this? How is he connected? I know he is. Does he know who I am? Does he know like about you? Because if he doesn't, we're in a bad spot.
Yeah. So the percentage, great question. And it gets tricky to explain it in English language, but the percentage of us in multiple bodies varies. Okay. So let's just say every human being that you run across is the same light. But, so we're animating all these bodies, but the next person you meet is contaminated with something or doesn't recognize as much light as you do is the real question. So the identifier of how come he doesn't recognize him is what you actually ask, not you. They don't recognize themselves yet. And we've toiled with this many different ways. So if I know this is happening, I'm watching it every day, all day for years and years and years and years. How do I explain to you? You don't recognize yourself yet. And these do is all we're really talking about. And that was what I've lived so far. There's people that come up to me and I've said on many shows, they go, "You're here. What are you doing here?" And of course, I'm at a 7-Eleven or something. And it's just somebody who can recognize me, not in my physical body, as the spirit, just like I can recognize you two. So that for me, that's my answer, is it's the other individual doesn't recognize their entirety yet.
Okay. Thank you. So should go fish.
It needs to be explained so all the people who, you know, that follow me over to your show, they're going to catch some of this. Some of it's going to sink in, some of it doesn't. But we are consciousness as a group and with subgroups of recognition for each other. Twin flames, if you like that term. There's many terms, but we do come in. I'm not comfortable with the soul groups. I'm comfortable with kind of waves. It kind of looks like waves because we're sporadic. We don't really have a plan. We don't deliberate. We just have fun. Seal pups in the bay is pretty much the best way I can explain it.
I saw a seal pup in the harbor. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's getting Zosha dirty again. Fish. Love it.
So cute. Doing the side stroke and looked me in the eye and he smiled.
Oh, man, this is getting hot.
So cute.
Love the flippers.
So cute. And then he left. Okay.
Nothing better than some oversized flippers, I'm telling you.
That's right.
Okay.
See, now there's more questions to that.
Curly what was that?
Okay. There's so many questions after that, Lauren, too. That was so good. I was curious about, it all sort of relates in our connection to mermaid. And my question really is, could you discuss dedication to a vessel versus inspiration to be in a vessel versus an agenda through a vessel? Is there a way you could weave that in with mermaid's light in us, her volume of light? Does it matter? It does matter in a sense, trying to figure this out. I feel very connected to almost everyone mermaid is in. And then I found some on my own, which was important, but I know we don't want to talk about identity, so it's a little conundrum.
Yeah, we're okay with identity. She did blast by for a second. She was listening to you guys. She has a chance of coming back.
Love you, mermaid.
Love you.
Give her patience. She's got a pretty good workload. She's got to spread light, man. Got to spread light. Probably adopting another Vietnamese ping pong team as usual. Anyway, let's make it shorter and sweeter. Say it one more time, a little shorter and sweeter, if you don't mind.
Okay,
that
let
was
me
like
say 12, this.
20 questions for me.
What volume, or do we have the full volume of mermaid's light within us?
Every single one of us. There's not one person that doesn't. So that's what I'm saying about recognizing ourselves. Everyone has raw the light in them. You don't have a choice in that, otherwise you wouldn't be breathing. So recognizing the volume of it you're going to use is what I'm doing my best to explain.
Okay. Okay. So can you answer that part? How do you distinguish what does that mean? How much we use, what volume we use?
There's only one way to do it and there's no shortcuts. And it's super simple. Stop thinking. Good luck.
Okay, let me follow up at this because this has come up. I'm also thinking of the audience as well. So this is actually good. You discussed the other day on being inspired about being in Dawn and seeing Ra in Melania. And that it could get a little weird if you focused on that, you know. So to me, that referenced dedication, that you're dedicated to your Q vessel and Ra is dedicated to her mermaid vessel. So could you speak about that versus Dawn and Melania?
Light beings are a little different. We have that capacity. We have the ability to focus. I've done my best to explain it. Most of you listening are dedicated to creating a universe. That's why we consider you more powerful and or just as powerful, but in your own way, because you're able to sustain.
Yep.
We'll
be back in a second. We're able to sustain. It's good to tee them up where we lost them and everyone could hear so we don't miss it.
That's not very prominent. In fact,
we lost you.
We lost you, Q.
We lost you,
but able to sustain.
Am I still here?
Yep, you're here now, but we lost you at able to sustain.
Looks like a good topic. So the way you sustain life here is what's creating our universe. We're not the prominent ones, even though we can see ourselves in multiple people in real time. The delineation of time is the real puzzle here. Everyone thinks that it's linear. It's not. So just because I'm in one human and you're in another human doesn't excuse the fact that you may be in multiple humans, but sustaining individuality in each one of them is your skill. You're really good at it. So you don't know that you've had a million lives per se. Doesn't excuse the fact that it could, it's not in real time. How do you, here's one way to look at it. Am I alive and Don alive at exactly the simultaneous time? You can't actually state that because there's no such thing as time. And is it in the same space? Mm-hmm. You can't even prove we're both on the same planet in the same time. But the source is going to animate, is going to come into a planetary, a universal system, and go ahead and create more life. You can prove that. Somebody's making life in a human being, and I might have a photograph of them in the past or the future. But you actually can't prove if it was in the past or future. Now, that's the real dilemma here, for us at least. You can't prove to me Don Trump's alive, and you can't prove to you that I'm alive, because there's no such thing as time. So you're participating in a self-creating animation system. Try that one on.
Yeah, self-creating animation system.
You're the one creating this.
Is that the holodeck?
I'm not comfortable with that word, but I'm going to say to you, you're so good at creating life, you're seeing what you've created and who you're participating with. But you can't prove to me that one person on these videos is alive or dead. You cannot prove it. Because every 24 hours, plus or minus, you're reanimating the cells in your body. So I assure you, you have a choice to come in and out of this body whenever you want, or go into another body. We're that fast. Every cell of your body is regenerated every day. 100%. Get this. You weren't you yesterday compared to today.
You feel that when I wake up sometimes.
You're like, what the heck? What am
exactly.
I?
Exactly.
Well, I just want my twin flame. I just want my twin flame.
Can I ask you a quick?
Just touch my bottom, please. My twin flame knows how to touch it.
He's listening to us, Lauren. Can I ask a quick personal question about myself? Could you? I know you know. You know I know. I know. Is the being? Is the my son? I feel being's light in my son. Could you just tell me if I'm correct?
So you're, let's just, it gets kind of fun to put it in sections. So your section of light, we would say, would bring in more light. So of course, you know the answer. You didn't even have to ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know that that's a relationship that's teeming with other relationships too. That one's going to be more interesting. Wait till you see the individual bring in other relationships. It'll be very interesting.
My individual, bring in others.
Correct.
Is that what you, Okay, good. I'm waiting. Okay. That's awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Can I say one more too? Oh, go. No, you go, Lauren.
No, go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead.
I had a revelation too, but it's an identity and it's was just very interesting. It just actually moved me with emotion as I found out. A prior relationship I had with you. So there is there is something in the physicality, and I remember Mermaid saying about healing when you know yourself or see yourself in others. So this realization of the relationship was healing as well. And you sent me many messages for like 11 months and I just got it.
So it's getting a little more obvious for us that the healing, we didn't expect to be healers with our dialogue. That is new to us, and now we're seeing the results, and we're thrilled. Because we were always neutral, we didn't have expectations of what the work was going to look like. It's not work to us. So we are utilizing you for some of that healing, because you're a litmus. You're an example now, and so you'll actually be someone who's going to do more of the work than we will, because how did you show up on the show, make a show, and or listen to me? We're starting to all heal each other. And I think we're going to get kicked off, aren't we?
Yeah.
Five minutes. Go ahead, Lauren. Can you throw one in?
Okay. Good.
And 3 minutes. And Q, we'd love to have you back if you're inspired, you and Mermaid, if you're inspired, or however y'all would like to do it, the next show. And you're welcome, obviously, on any of our shows. So
I'm just really having fun with this, and I'd like to do this again in another 2 weeks if you're okay with it.
Yes, great. Love it.
And then if you want me to bring questions for you,
on
your skirts,
yes.
I can do that too.
Let's do that. You bring us questions. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Okay, so really quick. So there's like songs that I hear and I just automatically just start crying. Like, and I'm just like, it just goes right to my heart. Okay. I know identity doesn't matter, but there's just some songs that I just, and what's going on there? What's going on there with that?
Yeah. So ABBS, I don't mind going over a little bit here because I got the next hour, I assume. So we're remembering we were a participant in the energetics of that musician. The resonation of music for us, this is why hymns were so important. Let's forget about the song we're listening to now. The messaging is prominent per se, but the resonant frequency when we get involved in a song. What if I told you that some of the songs you're listening to that move you now are like a million years old? Because you'll recognize the individual in you, and or it could be you, but not necessarily an individuality, as a collective. So when you hear me sing, I'm doing my best to just get some harmonics that you'll recognize is you. And so we'll get more comfortable with it as we go here, but certainly when we get a song that's in our heart, not in our head, it is absolutely a part of you, figuratively and literally. I hope that helps.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Well. All right, I'm going to go put my pants back on and start my show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Q. We love you. We love Mermaid.
Yes.
Hopefully you feel our love.
She'll be back soon. She's got some ideas for you too. Be aware. Nice. She's coming.
Yay.
We're ready.
We are ready.
All right. You guys have fun with this. You're doing a great job and you're helping so many people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Q.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Bye to our audience. Thank you so much for joining us.